And stand by for the snow show.
Initialize sequence now.
The snow show. Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Initiate snow show sequence.
5, 3, 2, 1.
Snow show.
Okay.
It is the Colorado snow show. Tom Fricke here with Leon Littlebird, and our guest today is Rob Perlman on this episode with Alterra Mountain Resorts. Hey, Rob.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're doing great, man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been an interesting and I'd say challenging season.
Yeah, no kidding.
You noticed I didn't even call it a winter.
Right.
Because there wasn't any. We kept saying, you know, it always snows. It'll come, but it never did, so...
Just in very insignificant amounts.
Yeah, I said that in
November. Right.
I said that in December.
Well, when we did the first show, the first show with you, we said as soon as it snows, we'll have you up and we'll go skiing, remember? But that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I never made it up. It never snowed.
Man. So there's been obviously a few challenges this ski season at Alterra. What have you guys been going through?
Well, I mean, you know, at the same time, we're in this business and we provide great experiences for our locals, for our guests, for our employees. And, you know, we rely on Mother Nature. And even though she didn't quite show in her usual and consistent pattern this year, it was still all in all a good season. You know, obviously it had its challenges, but at the end of the day, you know, we'll put this one behind us and look forward to the next one. So
I think it was Rob Goodell at Loveland who said, we're calling this a mulligan season.
Yeah, mulligan. Or
we'll take a mulligan in the season.
Voldemort, the season that shall never be named again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, we had to change the name of the snow show to the No Snow Show.
Fitting. Yes.
Well, we had to have you back on our snow show, Rob, since you kind of started off the season with us, and we just kind of wanted to catch up with you and find out some of the challenges that you guys came up with that you had to overcome for this season.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it started out, you know, some of the resorts had to delay openings, not at Steamboat, and A Basin got open, I think, pretty close to being one of the first in the state, if not the nation, to open, and we thought we were, you know, going to have a slow start and things were going to pick up, which they didn't. At the same time, folks still came out and enjoyed the limited terrain that we had. We never really kind of hit our stride, and we just kind of managed as best we could throughout the season. And, you know, we're winding down here. Winter Park will close this Sunday. A Basin will go as long as they can. They just picked up, I think, 8 inches yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and we're expecting more tomorrow.
Take it when we get it.
More coming tomorrow.
We're supposed to get 3 inches tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're not done yet.
Forecasting some more. So we're not quite done. And I know I talked to Alan earlier today, who was going to go out and ski some more. So, you know.
We're going to talk to we're talking to Alan tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to catch up with Alan on our next episode of the snow show. So
and by the way, Rob, I just want you to know that the snow show won the Radio Podcast of the Year award
from the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Congratulations.
How about that?
Congratulations. That's pretty
huge.
Cool.
You're on an award-winning show, man.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I'd like to say it was because, you know, you submitted our earlier podcast.
Yeah, that was it.
Exactly.
That was in there.
That was it.
That's the one that won. That's the one that won the whole thing.
Thanks to you. Part of the award goes to Rob Perlman.
Oh, no. We're a team, guys. We're a team.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. So, I mean, Alterra's got some turnover. You got a CEO that left?
Yeah. Jared Smith was with us for, I think, close to 5 years. You know, came from outside the industry and, you know, made the decision that this was going to be his last season. So he's stepped down and, you know, we'll soldier on as we do in the ski industry. And We're looking for a new chief executive officer for Alterra Mountain Company. And in the meantime, we have terrific operators that will, you know, wind down the season and start planning for next.
Now, is that a position that you'll throw your hat in the ring for?
I think it would cut into my days on the hill. So.
Of course.
That's too big a sacrifice, man. You know.
Yeah. So I'm giving it some thought, but, you know, I definitely like to, you know, spend my time as much as I can out there with our teams and on the mountain. And I think that would require a little bit too much in the office.
So speaking of days,
we'll see.
Days on the hill, Rob, how many did you even bother to count this year? Do you know how many days you got on the hill this year?
I think I got above 70.
Oh, good for you.
Definitely less than a typical season,
but I still
had some good days. You know, I had some good days, and you know, I think our locals and destination guests, I mean, especially our destination guests, they needed sunblock in every month of the season.
Yeah.
Because the weather was beautiful. And, you know, frankly, our folks and our friends from Dallas and Atlanta and, you know, Florida, they enjoy a blue sky, bluebird day, you know, on some nice corduroy. So,
well, and the way the weather patterns came through this season, the areas around Steamboat and Winter Park were favored definitely more than Summit County. And areas in the southwest part of the state got favored as well, too.
Yep. I would, Wolf Creek, I think, did okay, and Silverton, and, you know, Telluride was its own adventure.
Right. In their own little universe.
Exactly. That was fun to watch.
I think Crested Butte was in about the same boat we were until the very end. And I think their last snowstorm, they got like 18 inches. And that was like the last week they were open.
Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think most of the resorts in Colorado and even Utah were, you know, 2/3 of average. Or, you know, less. So,
yeah, in the state of Colorado.
Unfortunately, it's, more consistent. And, you know, we joke about not naming the season going forward, but, you know, everybody, I wasn't around for the 80-81 season, but folks were comparing it to that year. And
it was more like 76-77. That was the year it really didn't snow.
That was the brutal one.
But actually, the snowpack's lower this year than it was then.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was kind of the barometer we were looking. Because back, I remember the end of the season, we had to take hay bales up and split them up and put hay down on the lower part of the mountain because you couldn't ski all the way down. Now, this is before snowmaking, right?
Right.
So people had to walk down on the straw.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was the drought year that really prompted so many areas to put in snowmaking.
That was the big push.
Yep, absolutely.
Because they were going to go out of business if they didn't have snow. Yeah.
Friends of mine invited me to do their 9 runs, 9 holes, and 9 innings tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
So they're headed to a basin for 9 runs, and then they go play golf in the Front Range and go to the Rockies game. So it's a little different version than drinking 9 beers and eating 9 hot dogs. So
we did a show at Loveland Basin last week, and I was remembering back in the day when we used to do a thing called a beer slalom.
Oh yeah.
You'd run 3 gates and chug a beer, run 3 gates, chug a beer, get to the finish line, puke.
People listening now are saying, wait a minute, they called that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beer slalom. You know, that's something that went, you know, that was the 60s, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was a whole different.
Yeah, I think it was sponsored by Miller Lite.
It was Coors, actually. I think it was Coors. Yeah, Coors.
And Marlboro.
And, Marlboro used to sponsor the pro ski races.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And Benson and Hedges,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all had bibs that said Marlboro on them, you know.
So, Rob, what are we looking at for the off season? Any plans? Any infrastructure going on? Terrain expansions? What sort of things you got in the future?
Well, I think it's pretty quiet around these parts in terms of Steamboat and Winter Park and A Basin. You know, A Basin's going through their their master development plan and looking at, you know, if they can make some improvements, not for the coming season, but for the future when it comes to snowmaking. Because as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, a basin, you know, doesn't have as much snowmaking capacity as a Steamboat or a Winter Park. And Winter Park and Steamboat both recently in the past couple years have enhanced their snowmaking capabilities. Winter Park installed a reservoir and increased their capacity other on-mountain storage over the last couple years. And then at Steamboat, we saw the benefits of full steam ahead and putting in 60 fully automated snowmaking fan guns over the last couple years. And that actually enabled Steamboat to open on time this season on November 22nd. And we were uploading and downloading folks early season. And that's actually how we closed, was folks were skiing at the upper part of the mountain on the snowmaking that we had done, obviously, way earlier. But folks were downloading because we couldn't get all the way to the bottom. So that's how Steamboat opened and closed its season, by utilizing that snowmaking ability, which we never had previously. Up until this year, we had always opened the lower mountain on opening day for the first 62 years. So this was the first year ever where we opened the upper mountain first.
I think there's a lot of those categories where first year ever will be checked off. It's like, yeah, never did that before, never did that before. Yeah, it was a pretty
amazing. Yeah. Grooming was a challenge this year. The maintenance people really had to put on a different focus for grooming and farming snow.
Correct. And that's what, I mean, the shout outs go to the snowmakers and the groomers this season in the state of Colorado and really in the West, because they worked magic to keep resorts open as long as they did and to get them opened and, you know, just to work the snow that we had. You know, Mother Nature was pretty fickle and the temperatures didn't cooperate either. So as my mentor and predecessor, rest in peace, Mr. Chris Diamond, told me many times, this is a character building year, Perlman, and you need to build some character.
In my response to that would be, well, I am a character.
He is a true character who's been built over many years.
Yes, it's been many years building it.
Yeah. A lot of character building.
Exactly. Well, you know what's keeping Copper going is that they put in 700 million gallons of snowmaking for the World Cup.
Right.
And, you know, that was bulletproof for most of the year. So, that you know, that's still out
there.
Yep. In fact, I think the women's ski team's up there training.
Yeah, I heard Michaela was doing some runs over there.
Yeah, well, she had that girls thing she did.
Right.
Where the goat gives back. Yeah. And she had 40 young girls with her. But I think she's training now.
Cool.
So over there running gates.
One of the few places left where you can still do that.
Well, that track, I skied it. Yep. You know, it was hard and fast, that's for sure.
And there's lots of compacted ice and snow on that.
So, well, and that's another thing. The freeze and thaw this year was really squirrely.
Really.
You know, because it got so warm. Yep. And then some nights it never got down to freezing again.
And it never froze.
So you had soft snow all night long.
And again, a shout out to our grooming teams for, you know, dealing with whatever was thrown at them. And that was a lot this year.
Yeah, it's really strange to, you know, I live here at 9,000 feet and there is no snow anywhere. I'm looking across at three 13,000 foot peaks and I see the north side of them. So they have as much snow on them as I usually see in June.
Well, my yard's at 10,000 feet and that's been snow free for the past several weeks.
Yeah.
That's so unusual. So unusual. Well, we're hoping for a good summer ahead, and the El Nino is going to come in and kick in the big monsoon early. We're going to have an early winter, Rob.
I think
it's going to start in September. Yeah, Super El Nino. It'll start in September, and it'll be relentless snow dumpage all the way through the next year. It'll be awesome. That's my prediction.
They'll start measuring in feet instead of inches.
Absolutely. No, in yards. In yards.
We had 3 yards of snow last night.
It'll be so cool. Well, the pendulum does swing, and we will get more snow in the future. It's just one of those seasons that we'll put behind us, right, Rob?
Well, this for me will be the season where I got the fewest days.
Yeah, put a fork.
It's done. What summer plans you got?
I'm going to do a little bit of traveling. Nothing too exotic. Headed to Southern California here in next month. No real plans other than kind of hanging around and enjoying the mountain community and mountain biking and hiking and.
Where are you going in Southern California?
Going to San Diego.
Oh, cool.
I've heard of that area.
So. Yeah.
I was just back there. The La Jolla Symphony played. I got to do a concert with them. They did a piece that I wrote for Native Flute and Symphony Orchestra. And that's actually where I learned to surf back in 1968. I learned to surf at La Jolla. Really cool place.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, thanks joining us today on the Colorado Snow Show podcast, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in the early season, in the next season when the snow show returns.
Yeah, since we didn't get to ski together this year, we'll have to do it next year when we start the season.
I'm in.
All right.
Cool.
We'll hold you to it.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a great off-season.
You too,
bro.
Have a
great summer.
All right. Thank you much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good to catch up with our good buddy, Rob Perlman, on the Colorado Snow Show. Hey, it's called skiing, not standing. Wait. Oh, okay.
It's called stand and not
standing,
skiing.
Looking at the rocks. And
Let's go out and fly your drone.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
let's go fly. All right. Here's a flashback to the original Crystal 93 Snow Show.
The Crystal 93 Snow Show. With Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird.
Kevin, I don't know if you know this or not, but my friend Tom Fricke is the world speed record tubing holder, yeah?
I saw him in a speed suit the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I take tubing seriously. When you get the tubing hill here at Copper Mountain right next to the Super B, just above JJ's, I mean, it's definitely an experience you've got to take in firsthand. Kevin, if we want to get on the tubing hill, what's the best way to do that?
You know, it's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, and then the following weekend it's open for the whole season.
All right.
You can either check in online, call the call center at Copper, and they'll set you up. They do it every hour.
Okay.
And it is just, I mean, you should see kids and children, men, just coming off there just giggling like idiots. It's so much fun. Well, Tom, of course.
Giggling like idiots.
Giggling like an idiot, he's good at that, too.
He giggles like an idiot on the magic carpet ride on the way up. He doesn't even have to be spinning on the way down.
It's all part of the fun experience here at Copper Mountain. And, you know, when you're done tubing, you come in at JJ's, have a nice hot chocolate.
You can operate tube.
You can operate tube. That's a great, I'm gonna market that, you guys.
Operate
I'm
tube.
Gonna corner
okay.
that.
We could do that.
Maybe hear some live music, you know? I don't know. That's starting to, maybe John Trucelli will show up sometime.
No, you think?
Really? John Trucelli? Are you going to be here?
I'm a professional tuber, actually.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Been known for that for years.
We're getting outnumbered by the tubers, man.
Yeah, we are.
I think we better get...
Yeah, John, you and I are going to have to hang out together. You know, the professional tubers, you know, we got to stick together, right?
Well, I'm more of a cross-country tuber.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Tom's more of an extreme tuber.
Yeah. I like the alpine tubing. John's more of a Nordic tubing. Guy,
that's right. Yeah, and then there's the teletubing guy.
No, that's a TV show. That's a whole different thing.
Totally
different.
Teletubbies.
That's for the kids.
Yeah.
I like to just wear my speed suit and carry around the tube sometimes. Weird looks.
Because the chicks dig it.
They want to come party with that guy.
Yeah, right. For sure.
They want to hang out with the guy.
Especially if it's birthday.
Yeah, dude.
I think we should make some birthday runs. What do you say?
On the tubing hill.
On the tubing hill.
Yeah.
All right, let's go tube.
Grab a tube and go.
Stick around for more fun on the slopes with Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird on the Crystal 93 Snow Show.